أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم We seek refuge in God from thou Satan بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم In the name of God the most exalted وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآل بيته الطاهرين Peace and salutation upon Prophet Muhammad and his progeny Once again welcome you to this show, to this program And it's a great honor to be with you here and to review this session as we call it Islamic practical laws ahkam. So as you were with us, you know, we have finished with prayers. So now we're going to start with fasting. So you know, one of the pillars and one of the very important things in Islamic laws is fasting. So what does mean fasting? What is it for? So as we said, to submit to our Lord, to subordinate to him, so we have to follow his verdicts and ordains. So one of the other thing that we have to follow by is fasting. So what is fasting? You know, obviously or apparently we can say avoid eating from downtime, the Fajr, you know, Adhan, till the or Maghrib. When is the prayer time for Maghrib? But that is not the only case to avoid eating and drinking. So we have some other things, some other circumstances we have to follow by, which means, you know, we have to follow, you know, in during this time we have to say our ordinary and usual prayers like morning prayer or Zuhr Asr prayer and Maghrib prayer and Isha prayer. But during this time we have to elude and avoid to drink and eat from, as I told you, from the downtime to Maghrib time. But these things are not just only the thing that we have to follow by. We have to do something else. We should not, for example, gossip. We should not, you know, backbite. We should not, you know, use bad languages to curse somebody, to say something very bad. And, you know, in this time, we should be a very good and virtuous person, I mean, a very pious person, you know. We should do our ordinary things, but we should avoid some bad things that God Almighty has forbidden us already. But fasting, you know, it has four types. The first one is obligatory, wajib. We have to do it like Ramadan fast. Every year we have to do this fasting. The second one is haram or forbidden fast, which I'm going to tell you more about this. And the next one is mustahab or recommended one. And the fourth one is makruh. So let's begin with this first one, the wajib one. The wajib, as you know, is for Ramadan month. And as I told you, fasting or siyam is not just for avoiding eating and drinking. It's for self-building, to make yourself, you know, for God, to follow the God, follow the ordains of God. And in this suffering is a kind of suffering, you know, to avoid eating and drinking and do not do something which maybe you might do before. So this is a kind of self-building for the sake of God. So wajib prayer is, as I told you, like Ramadan fasting, like 30 days or 29 days we have to fast from the early from the beginning of this holy month up to the end. But some other fasting, okay, so let me count for you the wajib fastings. Like the qaza ruza, for example, you missed some, fastings during the Ramadan month, so you have to repay them or make them again, to do it again. For example, you have traveled or you have been sick or you have been ill, so you couldn't follow the, what do you call it, the fasting. Or for example, the pregnant ladies or pregnant mother or nursing woman is breastfeeding the baby, so, or infant, so he cannot fast. So she has to repay, she has to do, make it again, you know. Or we have kafara fasting. Kafara means expiation or anointment. So you have to do this fasting again. For example, one of the other, you know, fasting is, which is obligatory for you, you have to follow and you have to do it, is the fasting that you have oath for it, or you have vowed for it, you know. For example, you sort, if, for example, such problem has been solved, okay, or if I face this thing, this problem is over, and I make oath with my God to, for example, do fasting for one day. So this is obligatory for you, so you have to do it. Another one is the fasting that your father or someone's father has not done it before. Maybe because of his illness or some flaws that he couldn't do it. So the elder son must do instead of father. It's obligatory on the shoulder of the son. So these are the, we can say, obligatory and wajib fasting. The next fasting we know we have, the next one is haram fasting. For example, these are haram if you make fast on that particular day or particular time, or for example, some circumstances that, you know, makes this fasting haram. The first one is fasting on Eid al-Fitr. Eid al-Fitr, in the end of the Ramadan month, you know, when Ramadan finished, the day after finishing the 30 days or 29 days, depends on, you know, sighting the moon. So you have to you should avoid fasting. This is obligatory for every Muslim to do not fast on that particular day. So that is the first day of Shawwal. So strictly I tell you, you should not fast. No one's supposed to fast. The next day, the next time, and the next haram fast is an Eid al-Adha or Eid al-Qurban. So it's in the fence of the Zi-Hajjah month of, you know, lunar month. So you should not fast. Any Muslim should not fast on that day. It's, you know, strictly haram and forbidden. And the next haram fasting is the time a son or a daughter, you know, is intended to fast, and this fasting, which is not wajib, I mean, recommended fast or mustahabi fast, it makes the parents to be annoyed, to be irritated. So this one is haram. So you by this fasting, you're making your parents irritated or annoyed, so you have to avoid it. So this one is not accepted and even is haram. And the next one, which is haram, is the recommended fasting or mustahab fast, which your parents, you know, recommend or order you to do not, you know, fast on that day. So that one, and even, you know, that fast, you know, you should avoid it. You should not, you know, make it, because this is haram and makes God Almighty to be irritated. When you irritate your parents, it makes God Almighty to be irritated and annoyed. So you should avoid it. But let's go to the next type of, you know, fasting, which is recommended or mustahab. Is mustahab for you, except those days we say, those days we have said, you know, they are haram. So is recommended, is mustahab for you, is good for you to fast. For example, every Thursday and Friday, it's good for you to fast. It's good and is rewarded by God. In eyes of God, it's very nice. And the day of Mab'as, the 27th of Rajab month, the lunar, in lunar calendar in OC, is the time that Prophet Muhammad has been selected as a prophet by God Almighty. So that time is good for fasting, is recommended. If you're not, you don't have any obstacle for it, as we have told you. You're not ill, your parents are agree with it. And Eid al-Qadir, or Qadir celebration, which is the 18th of Zilhijjah, the time that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has announced Ali alayhi salam as his successor. So that is the time is mustahab to fast. And another day is Arafah, the 9th of Zilhijjah. It's good for you, for example, to fast. Mostly some of them scholars in the Mujtahid, they said, if this fasting is not going to, for example, to keep you away from, you know, that Arafah prayer, which is very recommended and is very nice. So if you're not going to face any hardship to have fasting on that day and to join the prayer, it's good for you to have fasting. So the another one we're going to talk about it is makruh fasting. Let's see what are the makruh fasting. Makruh is, as I told you, it's better to do not do it. It is not haram, but it's, you know, recommended, and it's better, you know, to avoid doing it. But if you do it, you're not going to be punished, or it's not a kind of sin for you. But it's better to avoid it. For example, the mustahab fasting of a guest inside the host in a house. So this one is makruh. Or the fasting, the mustahab fasting, the mustahab, not the wajib fasting, that, you know, the host inside the house told you, please do not fast today. So it's better for you to avoid this fast. It's makruh. It's not good to do it. Or the recommended fasting that the son or the daughter, you know, I mean the child, is doing it without the permission of the father. So this one is not good. It's makruh. But it's not haram. And in the day of Ashura, is makruh to fast. So as we 12ers, you know, Shia 12ers, we are not doing it on Ashura time. And another makruh, as I told you, in the mustahab fasting, you know, when you fast on the day of Arafah and makes you to do not go for the Arafah prayer, because Arafah prayer is one of the prayers that is, you know, strictly recommended to read that, to recite that dua. And is makruh in the day that you don't know it's Qurban, you know, day, or is Arafah day. So we don't know which day is it. So and on that day you intended to do mustahab fasting. So this one is makruh. It's better to avoid it. So let's go to the intention of fasting. Intention of fasting is not necessary to, as I told you, for intention time, we have been with me, the prayer, you know, session, I told you. It's not necessary to pronounce it by your tongue. If you intend it even in your mind, your heart, so it's accepted. So in Ramadan month, it's better for you to intend, for example, the night before the day of Ramadan, the first day of Ramadan, to make fast, to have fasting. So this is the intention. Okay, let's go to see some obstacles, you know, to make you know to do not fast. For example, like a pregnant woman, a pregnant lady, or a nursing woman. When a lady is pregnant, it's not necessary, it's not, you know, obligatory for her to fast, because maybe it's going to harm the, you can say, the gene inside. So it's better to avoid this. And the nursing woman, because she needs to eat to breastfeed the child, to give he or her a milk. So God Almighty said you're exempt for this, you know, fasting, because you have one duty which is more prior than this, so better to avoid it. Sometimes you're ill and you have a sickness, and the physicians and the doctors, they say, okay, you should avoid fasting. So in this time, you should not follow fasting. You should avoid fasting. Because, you know, Islam says, when the expert, one physician, or one doctor says, if you fast today, you will face some hardships or some very critical condition. So it's better to avoid it, because this expert, because he knows the thing he is telling you, or she knows the thing he's telling you, she's telling you, so it's better to avoid it. So here, it's not obligatory for you to follow fasting. So let's see what are the fast invalidators. What things are making your fast invalidated? So, for example, the first thing is eating and drinking. While you are fasting, so you eat and drink, so it makes your fast invalidated. So you shouldn't eat intentionally or unintentionally. So it's better to avoid eating. So to reach, the next one is to reach some, we can say, faces of, you know, dust to your throat. Is huge, you know, dust, it's coming to your throat, so it makes your fast invalidated, so you have to repay it. So even intentionally or unintentionally, so it makes your fast invalidated. To immerse and submerge your head completely and your whole head inside the water, it makes your fast to be invalidated. So while you're fasting, you should avoid to keep your head in water, I mean to immerse it in the water. To puke or to vomit. If you vomit, so it makes your fast to be invalidated. So this thing is the things, you know, it makes your fast invalidated. The next one is having sexual relation, intercourse with the couples, I mean legally or illegally. So it makes your fast to be invalidated. So it's better to avoid it while you're fasting. Masturbation, you know, it makes your fast to be invalidated. And the next one, when a person, you know, in dream or, for example, somehow, you know, the sperm comes out from him and he's dirty because in sleeping time or anyhow, unintentionally, so the sperm has come out, so he has, before the Fajr Salat or Subuh Salat, he has to go, dawn time prayer, he has to go and do ghusl, to wash himself, to be purified from the dirtiness. So if you keep yourself, you know, if you understood you and you realize that you are dirty and you are junub, you know, sperm has come out, so you have to go to wash yourself. And the next one, someone says, you know, injection. Injection is as, when it is as a, we can say, as a food for your body. For example, it makes like a serum or something to make as a food for your body. So this one is making your fast invalidate. If it's not as a, for example, food, so it's not, there is no any problem. We have told you the thing that, you know, makes your fast be invalidated or is going to break it. So how to break your fast is that when is the Maghrib time, when you see that reddish, you know, thing around the sky has been disappeared somehow, so is the time for Maghrib, you know, to break your fast. Okay, so We have told you something about this fasting, and I hope you have benefited from this. And we have a lot of things, you know, we have to say. I think because we are running out of the time, so let's do it in the next session of this program. We start, you know, the thing is left for the fasting, and we continue with the rest of the laws and ahkam in Islamic practical law. That is it from me, and I hope you have benefited. And I say goodbye to you and see you in the next session of this program. Have a nice time.